Agatha Raisin and the Wellspring of Death by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin was bored and unhappy. Her neighbour, James Lacey, had returned at last to the cottage next door to her own in the Cotswold village of Carsley. She tried to tell herself that she was no longer in love with him, and that his coldness towards her did not matter. She had almost married him, but her husband, still then very much alive, had surfaced at the wedding ceremony, and James had never really forgiven her for her deception. One spring evening, when the village was ablaze with daffodils, forsythia, magnolia, and crocuses, Agatha trudged along to the vicarage to a meeting of the Carsley Ladies' Society, hoping to find some gossip to enliven the tedium of her days. But such that there was did not interest her, because it concerned a spring of water in the neighbouring village of Ancombe. Agatha knew the spring. In the 18th century, a Miss Jakes had channelled the spring through the bottom of her garden, through a pipe in the garden wall, and into a fountain for the use of the public. The water gushed out through the mouth of a skull, a folly which had caused no end of criticism, even in the grim days of the 18th century. Then to a shallow basin sunk into the ground, over the lip of the basin, and down through a grating and under the road. On the other side it became a little stream, which meandered through other gardens until it joined the River Ancombe. Some lines of doggerel.